Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Bill Miranda, who is the council member and was actually last year's mayor of Santa Clarita. And that's a city I'm proud to call home now for a total of about 17 years. Bill, can you believe it? For the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best from your experience? But please start, though, Bill, by telling us a little bit more about your role, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Bill, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And first of all, I want to congratulate you. I don't know if you remember, but I was there when you first got here and opened your first office and have been a strong supporter ever since. You're doing good work. I like to say you're doing God's work. You're helping people and you're helping people be successful in life. So that's just God's work, in my opinion. Now, to tell you about myself, I'm born and raised in New York City. I'm from Harlem in New York City, the inner city, if you will. And I went into the military, joined the Air Force, flew a little bit in the Air Force, got to fly jets. Hallelujah. That's a fun thing for any young boy to be able to say. And graduated college and went on to work for IBM in the computer industry. Worked my way up in the computer industry, ended up with a company called Data General Corporation. And with Data General Corporation, I got to the executive level. I was very blessed to get there. And but that's my background, computer sales, computer marketing. And then I worked at the executive level of a Fortune 500 computer company. Then I went on, left the big business world and went on to small business and started my own barcoding company and became a barcode guru and had a very successful company. Actually, I had two very successful companies in the barcode industry. Then I suffered a stroke in 2001 and was for 2 years out of commission, no work, just basically staying at home and trying to get well, which I did, thank goodness. And from that point on, I decided to become a servant leader, to work here within the community and to use whatever years the good Lord left me with to serve others and help others in their small businesses and in any way that I could. 5 years ago, I joined the city council. That's a big step to be in elected office, but I'm last year I was the mayor of the city of Santa Clarita. This year I'm back to being a council member of the city of Santa Clarita, and I'm blessed to be able to serve the greater community. Now, let me get to your question, because that was a long intro on myself.
So good.
Yeah. When you're old enough, you get to have long introductions. To be the best you could possibly be, number one, you have to have deep roots. You have to be rooted in deep beliefs. What you believe in has to be important to you. You're like a tree. If you have deep roots, they can bend the tree a little bit, but they can't break the tree. They can't change the tree. If you don't have deep roots, the tree will bend and eventually break or come out of its roots and become something that it's not intended to be. So have deep roots, know what your beliefs are, whatever the two or three tenets are of your life, have them deep roots and stand by them no matter what, thick or thin. Number two, you want to create great habits. So habits usually take 21 days or more to form. So you have to create the habit of work hard, work smart, but work. Recreation, there's always room for recreation, of course, but work becomes the most important thing. And when I say work, that doesn't necessarily mean labor, but that means move toward your goal, move toward your stance in life, move toward what you want to be in life. And finally, what I'd like to say is givers gain. Givers gain. So whenever you are giving, you will get. If you ask without giving, you probably won't get. So the secret of success, in my opinion, is to help others be successful. They will help you. Those are the things I wanted to share with you today, Paul.
Well, Bill, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very popular now, I just wanted to say thank you for your very pragmatic views to help people, you know, better manage themselves and lead others, and just to help organizations be their best. And just on a personal note, Bill, I'm just so grateful, as you know, for the city of Santa Clarita and for your contribution towards it. And could I offer you a virtual high five, Bill?
Virtual high five.
Thank you, Bill. You're the best, Paul. And you, Bill, all the best.
Thank you. Take care.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.